Jack Abramoff's timetable calls for him to spend 5 years, 10 months in prison. That was the sentence for the lobbyist and for his partner, Adam Kadan. The two had pleaded guilty to faking a $23 million down payment when they purchased the Sun Cruise gambling fleet. This case is separate from Abramoff's political corruption case in Washington, where he has yet to be sentenced. But as NPR's John Itzde reports, some of the characters overlap.
When Jack Abramoff and Adam Kadan were negotiating the purchase of the gambling fleet 6 years ago, they encountered some problems with Sun Cruise's then-owner, Gus Boulos. Abramoff, whose star was rising in Washington, turned to his political contacts to apply some pressure. He convinced Ohio Congressman Bob Ney to disparage Boulos in the Congressional Record. Also, according to the Washington Post, he demonstrated his clout by having then-Majority Leader Tom DeLay's office send Boulos a flag that had flown over the U.S. Capitol. Boulos eventually relented and sold the business. Abramoff quickly began using the proceeds of the casino ships to pay for luxury boxes in Washington-area sports arenas where he entertained lawmakers and their staffs. In early 2001, he flew one of DeLay's aides and two aides to Montana Senator Conrad Burns to Miami for the Super Bowl and for a night of gambling on his ships. At about the same time, the former Sun Cruise owner Gus Boulos was killed in a gangland-style slaying. An associate of Adam Kadan's is one of those accused in the case. Investigators say Abramoff is not a suspect. At the hearing yesterday, the judge indicated he'd be open to reducing the prison time for Abramoff and Kadan for further cooperation in the murder case and the Washington influence peddling investigation. Both will remain free for at least 90 days to facilitate that cooperation. The two are also required to pay $21.7 million in restitution. Abramoff told the court yesterday, "I hope the Almighty and all those I have wronged will forgive my trespasses." John Itzde, NPR News, Miami.